good evening. In the news tonight, activists try to present Mayor de Blasio with a coffin representing Kalief Browder. President Barack Obama presents a final push to close Gitmo. And scholars and public radio people gather to celebrate Simon Lokely. With these and other stories in New York, I'm Linda Perry, and this is some of the news for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016.
I, too, know how it feels to spend your days locked inside of a human cage.
Johnny Perez from the Jails Action Coalition.
See, I served 13, but you served life. I did it, you didn't. And I wish I could dry your mother's tears, but it won't make things right, right? See, Kalief, I'm ashamed to say that we live in a country where we victimize people to teach people not to victimize people. Where we kill people to teach people not to kill people.
Perez and others with the campaign to shut down Rikers led a protest outside City Hall this morning. Journalist Ash Jagru documented the activists as they tried to deliver a coffin representing Kalief Browder to Mayor de Blasio at City Hall. This in protest of the mayor's comment that it's unrealistic to shut down Rikers. The coffin representing Kalief Browder was barred access to City Hall. He's the 16-year-old who couldn't make bail and was held at Rikers for 3 years, two of those years in solitary. Ultimately, he took his own life. His brother, Akeem Browder, was among protesters chanting to shut down the prison complex.
Justice for Kalief Browder! Justice for Kalief Browder!
The activists held signs with seven reasons to shut down Rikers. That Rikers is racist. 90% of those held there are black or Latino. That Rikers punishes poor people. 78% couldn't post bail. That Rikers breeds physical and sexual violence. That it should be closed because it abuses children and people with mental health issues. 40% of those held on Rikers suffer from mental health issues. They make up about 3/4 of the injuries from staff's use of force. Another reason Rikers should be shut down is that it's a waste of public spending, that Rikers acts as a prison, not a jail. Nabil Hossein is with the Millions March.
Every investment in the police and prison state is a divestment from our community.
Yes.
I'm talking about the 1,300 new cops and the 1,800 new corrections officers. Those hundreds of millions of dollars should have been spent on social services that actually keep our community safe. Healthcare, education, jobs.
Shut down Rikers!
Shut down Rikers!
Shut down Rikers!
Shut down Rikers!
The seventh reason activists say Rikers should be shut down is because it's a torture chamber. They cite the case of Bradley Ballard. He suffered from schizophrenia and diabetes. He was locked in a cell on Rikers for 7 days, deprived of food, water, medication, and health services. He died shortly after he was removed from his cell. His death was ruled a homicide by the medical examiner. Then there's the case of Jerome Murdo. He was a homeless ex-Marine who died in an overheated cell. A city official said he was basically baked to death. These are just some of the reasons activists want the mayor to know that closing Rikers isn't a fantasy. It's what needs to be done.
If we don't get it,
shut down!
If we don't get it,
shut it down!
Meanwhile, President Barack Obama today said Guantanamo must be closed. He didn't refer to allegations of detainee torture, but he did say that shutting it down is about closing a chapter in our history.
For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of experts. This is the opinion of many in our military. It's counterproductive to our fight against terrorists.
Obama wants to transfer remaining detainees to facilities in the U.S.
I think a lot of the American public are worried about terrorism, and in their mind, the notion of having terrorists held in the United States rather than in some distant place can be scary. But part of my message to the American people here is we're already holding a bunch of really dangerous terrorists here in the United States because we threw the book at them. And there have been no incidents. We've managed it just fine.
The president says he knows he's facing political hurdles and congressional opposition in his attempt to close Gitmo, but he says he's going to keep at it. He doesn't want to pass the problem on to the next president. Currently, there are 91 detainees at Guantanamo Bay. Of those, 35 are expected to be transferred out by the summer. At its peak in 2003, Guantanamo held nearly 680 detainees, and there were about 245 when Obama first took office. In other news, climate scientists published a new report on sea level changes in the world's oceans. They used a global proxy database to reconstruct changes over the last 3,000 years. Eileen Alfandary reports.
Sea levels on Earth are rising several times faster than they have in the past 2,800 years and are accelerating because of human-caused global warming. That's according to a panel of international scientists which studied sea levels over the past 3,000 years. Their report says in the 20th century, the world's seas rose 5.5 inches. Since 1993, the rate has soared to 1 foot per century. The report said by the next century, the world's oceans will rise between 11 and 52 inches, depending on the amount of global warming gases pumped into the atmosphere. The study says the link to temperature is basic science. Warm water expands, cold water contracts. The scientists pointed to specific past errors when temperatures in sea rose and fell together. For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandary.
And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York.
I shall soon be quite dead. At last. In spite of all. Perhaps next month.
Simon Lokely reading an excerpt from Samuel Beckett's novel, Malone Dies. Last night, scholars and members of the public radio community came together to honor Simon Lokely, who passed away recently from pancreatic cancer. Longtime WBAI radio host Hafde Selassie said Lokely's program, As I Please, was really called As I Damn Well Please. Kathy O'Connell's tribute to Simon was a reading she has hanging on her fridge at home.
I was reading something that Simon wrote in 1987 called National Vermin Month. He said, in honor of or despite all the terrible things in the world, these were who were going to be dealt with during National Vermin Month. And then it truly was a litany of very Simon-type things and words. The word jackanape was in there. And he talked about landlords and those who turned their back on union.
According to O'Connell, Lokely wasn't an ordinary individual by any means.
Self-educated in such an incredible way. He would audit college classes. And that's how he truly got his education. He was a scholar without portfolio, without a piece of paper, and yet brilliant.
I met him at the James Joyce Society after having heard him on BAI for many, many years, 20 years at least, 30 years probably.
Miguel Paglieres is one of Simon Lokely's friends from the Swift in the East Village. That's where Lokely held court monthly. He said Lokely became his Joyce guide.
He led me into Joyce. It's not an easy thing to do on your own. And he kind of held my hand. And now that I have his own personal copy with his marginalia, whenever I put my finger on that pencil marginalia, I'll feel like he's still there.
One of Lokely's many jobs through the years was as a tour guide. His longtime spouse says she saw Lokely as a literary tour guide. She named dozens upon dozens of authors Lokely spoke about. One of his fans, Paul, said he always liked Lokely's taste in music.
I found him sometime in the late 70s, I believe, and I've been listening ever since.
Longtime WBAI radio host and engineer Sidney Smith told those gathered he misses his friend.
Yes, I was remembering Simon Lokely, who was a producer, editor, arts person at WBAI since the late 70s, I think, and was until his unfortunate passing from pancreatic cancer. He was a dear friend to us all, a brilliant man, kind, thoughtful man. And he is the only person in my life with whom I ever got drunk.
Simon, to me, is the spirit of Simon rather than anything he specifically did or said or taught.
WBAI radio host James Irsay.
just his presence, that wonderful laugh that he had, that gleeful laugh that he always broke into, his appreciation of what I do, my appreciation of the level that he operated at. We had a mutual admiration society and a mutual love society, even though we never really hung out together. You know, he was my first choice to fill in for me when I wasn't able to do my show. And that's not just because he was available, it's because I knew he would do a great show, because he's a radio guy.
Creative individuals, those who find voice and have the courage to speak out, these are the folks Simon Locley surrounded himself with.
I do not think I am wrong in saying that these rejoicings will take place in my absence this year. I have that feeling. I have had it now for some days.
And that's the WBAI Evening News for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. The news was produced with journalist Ash Jagru, who covers grassroots actions. On Twitter, his handle is @AshAgony. Pacifica's Eileen Alfandari and Reggie Johnson at WBAI's Brooklyn Studios. I'm Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.